This week's journey to Busheltown is titled High Noon in Busheltown. Once upon a time, the sassiest podcast in the world was going to come and do a show from Busheltown's own KBSHL radio station. But one evil witch living in the woods was not happy about that.
I'll show that Cliff and Kendall. They think they're so sassy, but they're not. I'm gonna poison them. I'm gonna take this herb that grows right outside my hidden cottage in the East Busheltown woods. And I'm gonna bake it into a delicious treat known as butternut rye crispies. Those two fatsoes won't be able to resist. And then the world of sassy podcasting will be mine. Oh, mine.
So the witch carried out her dastardly plan and delivered the poison butternut rye crispies straight to Mr. Snodbottom, the producer of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. The unsuspecting obese podcasters carried on with their broadcast, completely unsuspecting of the poison about to enter their systems. Their broadcast went a little something like this.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hello, Cliff!
Are you not thrilled? Are you not thrilled to be in Busheltown? Sometimes you have to get back to your roots.
I'm so glad we're in Busheltown. Last time we were here, we had a little unfortunate event, but I'm glad that we are back. In the daylight.
It's the daylight. There's nothing to worry about, Kendall. Everything is going to be just fine here in Bushel. Thank you. I want to thank, first off, the manager and owner of KBSHL, Busheltown's own radio station.
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Pussybottom.
Oh,
thank you so much for letting us be here.
Thank you.
Oh. It's wonderful to get out of our regular, you know, places and do a show from somewhere we're not used to. I think we do our best then.
I know. We do. It's the best. And, you know, I love what time of day they gave us. It's noon in Busheltown.
Oh, it's noon, Cliff.
I've always wanted to have a mid-morning talk show. Yeah. Oh, is that Mr. Snodbottom trying to get in?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me get the door for him.
Okay.
Oh, Kendall boy, I hate to interrupt your broadcast.
Right, well, it's okay.
No problem. Here, sit it down right here on the table here.
Oh, Kendall boy, this is a package full of homemade, hand-browned butternut rye crispies made by one of your biggest fans here in Busheltown. Her name is Esmeralda Dickerson.
Oh,
I think that's my favorite thing to eat in Busheltown, butternut rye crispies.
She knew that you loved them. All right, I'll
Cliff,
get out of
your love... Head. Okay, thank you, Mr. Snodbottom. Cliff, do you love these butternut rye crispies?
Oh, my God. Butternut rye crispies. It's kind of like a carrot cake, but butter Busheltownized. I'm going to eat some.
We're already Cliff and Kendall in the kitchen, and we just started.
Oh, Kendall, it's so crispy and yet moist. They're so good.
And yet butternutty and rye.
I like the rye, though.
I do like
Kendall,
the rye.
These are good. I'm going to have another one while you do something on the air.
All right, Cliff. Now, what is the population of Busheltown? Oh, Cliff is incapacitated with butternut rye crispies.
You know, I don't know what the population is, but I know that they're 100% good folks in Busheltown.
It reminds me of my hometown in Nashville.
My hometown. You ever heard that one, Kendall?
No, I haven't.
My hometown.
I think you just wrote that.
Sometimes I sound like Michael Bublé, everybody. I am the spitting spirit of Michael Bublé.
My God. Oh, wow. Wow.
Another summer's day has come and gone away.
I feel so light right now.
Harrison Rowe, I wanna go home.
I had to download that after I saw it. It was on a Martha Stewart Show commercial. It just felt so, you know, it just felt so nice. It just felt like a warm towel.
Like a warm towel that you've covered yourself in.
That's a good thing, Kendall.
Uh-huh. It's a good thing.
It's a good
thing. Oh my God,
thing.
What? Ooh, man. Somebody spiked my drink, Cliff. I am.
Goodness. Oh, I just. This is such. Now, when you look at the Busheltown studios, how do you compare them to our own Cliff and Kendall studios?
Oh, well, they're much better. They're much
compare
nicer.
Compare and contrast them.
They're much nicer than our studios. Our studios are two separate booths. 3,200 miles away.
Yep, sometimes.
And and this space is just so large, Cliff. It's so large.
It's a large, luckily.
It's like.
It's a large space.
Luckily, it's a large space. Because there's two of the largest people.
Largest.
Inside.
So, Kendall, does it ever astound you if you sit and you think about the actual, like, space that we take up on Earth?
Oh.
And how we leave so little for anybody else?
I think about the amount of dirt that will need to be excavated when we die. We take up so much space. I got to thinking the other day when I was walking the dogs.
Well, see, what they're going to do when I die, I'm sorry. Hold that.
Hold that thought. Hold that wonderful thought.
Hold it.
Probably forget.
Stop the presses.
No, when I die, I want to be cremated, but I don't know if they'll let me because all the ashes that I will create, it'll be like a wind dust storm.
Cliff, I saw on the Discovery Channel, they said really fat people can't be cremated because they just turn into a big candle. There's so much fat. I'm sorry to break it to you, but that's why they have the huge coffins.
Oh, do you think the FCC will allow that belch on the air?
They probably won't. Not here in Busheltown.
I hope they don't turn down our... What's the wattage on this one? 400 watts?
400 watts. Now, I was telling a story, Cliff. I was walking the dog.
You were walking your... Anybody else know that song in there? I'm just walking my dog. Hit a bo. You were walking your dogs.
I was walking the dogs, Cliff, and I was thinking about how the Earth is spinning really fast. And I was thinking about how the gravity works. And I thought, what if the Earth, like, well, first of all, the first thought I had was, what if the Earth just stopped? And I thought, no, because then we'd all, like, smash into a wall and be killed immediately. But then I thought, what if the Earth, like, slowed down, like, gradually? And, like, we started floating away.
What would happen?
I don't know. We wouldn't have any gravity. We would all float into the stratosphere and die. Except for us. We're so heavy. Even if the Earth slowed down to, like, 2 revolutions a minute, we would be still stuck on Earth doing this podcast for ourselves.
We would maybe slightly hover.
We would slightly off the We'd be like Buzz Aldrin on the moon in the 60s.
Uh-huh. Can you believe he left that doo-doo on the moon in California?
Buzz Aldrin left the doo-doo. Doo-doo! I don't leave my dog's doo-doo on the street. I pick it up. Why didn't he pick it up and bring it to Earth?
If you just taken the dogs to the moon, you could apparently leave your shit wherever you wanted to.
I am going to start a new initiative. Forget save the environment. Save the moon from all the pollution.
Unshit the moon. Unshit I think they ought to send Buzz Aldrin back. Have him carry a plastic baggie with
him. I wish they would send him back. Pick it up. I wish they would. And that is no joke, Cliff.
That's no joke. There was something else I was going to tell you, but I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Something
hey, Cliff.
About how it's noon. Like it's morning in America. It's noon in Busheltown.
It's noon in Busheltown, and it's time for some bad jokes.
Oh, let me find my jokes. I forgot mine at our studio, our interns had to FedEx them to me.
Did you get them?
I just got them a few hours ago from the sexy young FedEx man.
Oh, good. I knew you would like him. I had him stop here just for you. Cliff, I'm out of my mind all of a sudden. I don't know what has gotten into me.
Kendall, this show has already gone on.
I'm gonna have another butternut wrist crispy rye.
Like 6 hours.
Okay, go ahead and tell a joke. I'm gonna eat another rye crispy.
Ever. All right. Kendall, I'll say that. A fellow was on his honeymoon. This reminded me of you, Kendall. Because you're married and went on a honeymoon. Remember when I drove you to your honeymoon that time?
You did drive us to our honeymoon.
I did.
Look at you.
Now, I'm not your friend. A fellow was like on his... I drove them to the airport, everybody. That's friendship right there. A funny fellow was on his honeymoon near his favorite fishing lake, and he would fish from dawn to dark with his favorite fishing guide. One day, the guide, friend of many years, mentioned that the honeymoon seemed to be spent fishing. Oh, Kendall?
Uh-oh,
yes,
not
but
me.
You know
not
how
mine.
I love to fish. but aren't you newlyweds supposed to be into something else? The fishing guide asked. Yeah, said the new hubby, but she's got gonorrhea, and you know how I love to fish. Oh, and Kendall, I should have mentioned kids, leave the room.
Okay.
Go
Bushletown
milk
kids.
The cows and tend to the rye bed. Hours later, Kendall, this guy said, oh, I understand. This is the fishing guide. He said, I understand, but, you know, the regular way is not the only way to have sex. And the husband, he says, I know, but she's got diarrhea.
Oh,
you know
gonorrhea
how I love
and
to
diarrhea.
Fish. And the following day, Kendall, it took him this long to come up with it. And he said, sure, but that's still not the only way to have sex. And the husband says, yeah, but she's got pyrrhea. Do you know what pyrrhea is?
No, I don't.
That's mouth rot. And he says, oh, and you know how I love to fish. And so later that afternoon, Kendall, although it feels like years later, the guy, he was thoroughly frustrated. And he says, I guess I'm not sure why you'd marry somebody with all these health problems like that. And, oh, gosh. Kendall, he said, well, it's because she's got worms. And you know how I love to fish.
Oh, what a dirty whore. Yeah. I was holding my finger on the comedy drum fill for like 40 minutes. All right, Cliff. Robert.
This show is... Kendall, let's just end the show now. It's gone on too long.
Cliff, Robert, he went golfing every Saturday. He's like me. He's like me.
Ugh.
One Saturday, he comes home 3 hours late and his wife asked him, what took you so long? And the guy says, this was the worst game of golf I've ever had. We got up to the first tee, and Charlie hit a hole-in-one and immediately dropped dead of a heart attack, Cliff.
Oh.
And the guy's wife said, well, that's terrible. And the guy says, I know. Then for the rest of the game, I was hitting the ball, drag Charlie. Hit the ball, drag Charlie. Hit the ball, drag Charlie. What a terrible friend that was. If you died of a heart attack, I would not finish the golf game.
You would.
I might finish my dinner.
You would finish your dinner. Kendall, speaking of golf. A young woman had been taking golf lessons, believe it or not. A woman.
Yeah.
And she had just started playing her first round of golf when she suffered a bee sting.
Oh, at least it wasn't a heart attack.
Oh, Kendall, her pain was so intense that she decided to return to the clubhouse for help and to complain. And so her golf pro, he just saw her coming into the clubhouse and he asked, Why are you
back so early? What's wrong?
Oh, shit.
I was stung by a bee, she said.
Where?
He asked. Between the first and the second holes, she replied. And he nodded knowingly and said, then your stance is far too wide, madam.
Ooh, I knew where that was going. Cliff, this man had a bad stomach complaint. He goes to his local doctor and asks him what he can do.
Doctor
replies that the illness is quite... he said the illness is quite serious, but it can be cured with a small course of 2 suppositories inserted deep up the back passage, Cliff.
Deep. Put him in deep.
So the man agrees, and the doctor warns him of the pain, and he tells him to bend over and shoves the thing way up his behind, Cliff.
Way up.
Now the doctor then hands him the second dose, and he tells him to do the same thing in 6 hours using rubber gloves and KY jelly or something equivalent, right?
Man,
he gets home, and later that evening he tries to get the second suppository inserted, but he cannot reach himself properly to attain the required depth.
You have to practice.
I know. So he calls his wife over and tells her what to do, and the wife, she says, okay. She puts one hand on his shoulder, steadies him, and with the other shoves the medicine home, Cliff. And suddenly the man screams in disgust. And she said, what's the matter? Did I hurt you? And he said, No, I just realized that when the doctor did that, he had both hands on his shoulders.
Both hands on his shoulders.
Oldie but a goodie.
Oh, no. Kendall, with all the new technology regarding fertility recently, a 65-year-old friend of mine, this is another anecdote that I'm going to tell. She was 65-year-old friend, but she was able to give birth. When she was discharged from the hospital and went home, I went over to visit. And so I asked her, may I see the new baby? Not yet, she said. I'll make some coffee and we can talk for a while first. She loved to rap, Kendall. 30 minutes had passed, and I said, can I see the new baby now? No, not yet, she said. And after another few minutes, time had elapsed, Kendall, and I asked again, may I see the baby now? No, not yet, replied my bitch 65-year-old friend.
What a bitch.
Growing very impatient, I said to her, well, when can I see the damn baby? And, when he cries, she told me. When he cries, I replied, incredulously. Why do I have to wait until he cries? Oh, Kendall, she just said, because I forgot where I put him, okay?
Ooh.
65 years old.
65. Well, that's what happens when you're 65 and have a baby. Cliff.
I get older, losing my mind.
Cliff, yeah. A concerned husband, he went to the doctor to talk about his wife. He said to the doctor, I think my wife is deaf because she never hears me the first time and always asks me to repeat things. Well, the doctor replied, go home tonight, stand about 15 feet away from her and say something. If she doesn't reply, move 5 feet closer, say it again, and keep doing that until we get an idea about the severity of her deafness. So the husband, he goes home, he does exactly what the doctor says. He started at 15 feet. In the kitchen, she was chopping some veggies. He said, honey, what's for dinner? He heard no response. So he moved 5 feet closer. He said, honey, what's for dinner? No reply. Finally did it again. No reply. He finally got fed up and moved right behind her about an inch away and said, honey, what is for dinner? And she said, for the fourth time, vegetable stew. He was the deaf one.
Oh, that is like an M. Night Shyamalan.
It was. You didn't expect the twist at the end. I'm going to have another butternut rye crispy.
He was dead. The village was in the present. And the aliens... I don't know what that one was. Kendall, how do you know when your best friend is gay?
I don't know, Cliff. How?
His dick tastes like shit. Kendall.
Cliff.
What's the difference between a woman and a fridge?
Oh, Cliff, one farts when you pull the meat out of it.
Oh, a fridge does not fart when you pull the meat
out. I've heard that one a long time ago.
What's the difference between a whore and a bitch?
Oh, I don't, Cliff, I don't know.
One is Cliff and one is Kendall. No, whores fuck everyone at the party. Bitches fuck everyone at the party except for you.
Ooh,
and,
what a bitch.
Oh, Lord, what do you call it? I'm sorry to say these on the air, KBSHL. I hope the school children in town were listening.
Shutting us down.
Kendall, finally, before we go to station identification, what do you call an open can of tuna in a lesbian's apartment?
Ooh. I'm afraid. Oh, I hit the button early. I don't know. I'm afraid to ask.
Potpourri.
Oh, Cliff, how do you get a nun pregnant?
Fuck her.
No, you dress her up as an altar boy. Cliff, take that, Pope. What, Cliff, what do the mafia and a woman's vagina have in common?
I have no idea.
One slip of the tongue and you're in deep shit.
Whoa.
And Cliff, finally... What do you call a 13-year-old girl from Kentucky who can run faster than her 6 brothers?
Mom?
No, that would be a virgin, Cliff.
Oh,
take
shit.
That to South. Cliff, I gotta take a break. I'm feeling out of my body. I feel like I need to, like, lay down for 5 seconds.
All right. I'm gonna eat another butternut rye crispy.
Oh, whoops. Okay. I'm gonna quit pushing buttons, and we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Hey, friend, what are you up to today? Oh, well, I'm just here. I'm looking to buy a home here in Busheltown. Well, you know, there's only one place to go for Busheltown Homes, and that's to Busheltown Log Homes. They will build your home in a matter of weeks out of freshly cut Busheltown logs. Well, you know, that's great because that's really important to me to get the logs for my home from the place that I will be living in my home in. Well, that's not only important to you, friend, it's also important to Busheltown Log Homes, which employs many Busheltown citizens and uses all natural Busheltown products. Wow, I'm gonna head on over right away. Can you tell me where it is? Yes, friend, it's right over there. You're already there. Busheltown Log Homes. When you need a log home in Busheltown, you know who to call.
And now, welcome back to the show.
Special consideration for this episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast is provided by KBSHL, Busheltown Radio, and Busheltown Log Homes.
Do you even understand the amount of backness that we are, Cliff?
We're out of Butternut Rye Krispies.
We are so back. The back, my back is, so back.
Cliff. Back. You gotta put your behind in the past and your past in the behind. Pumbaa, come on. We are both Pumbaa. How are we the world's most beloved sassy twosome, and it's Pumbaa and Pumbaa?
I can see what's happening.
What?
No. You just mean what?
What?
Who?
What? Who? When?
Cliff, I'm fat. I'm fat. Cliff,
you know, I had to get a popsicle from
I'm
the
so
machine outside.
Back, because we ran out of... Something's going on. Somebody put something in something.
But I feel Cliff, like I can't open my eyes, but that's besides... I'm on the radio. I'm not on the television.
I feel weird, Cliff.
Can you feel
and it's time
the weird
for some
tonight?
Wasn't that trippy, Cliff?
For a second, people thought they had tuned into a live Michael Bublé concert. They have not. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast brought to you.
Oh, sorry. Cliff.
By KBSHL.
Cliff, they are going to suspend our license. I don't know why I'm acting like this. Something is in my food. Cliff, in March, leaders of the St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin, voted to fire the principal of the elementary and middle school because of his questioning of the church's teaching.
Let him go.
The church had held a contentious meeting of members on March 21st, but few spoke out for the principal, largely because female members were banned from speaking at all. I almost said banged from speaking at all.
A ban session. That was a ban session.
According to the News Republic of the state, women cannot vote on the church's business, but generally are allowed to talk at meetings until now. Uh-oh. Isn't that sexist? I don't even know what I just said. Cliff, under Britain's...
That's like that time that at Walmart, remember I told you I broke that story on one of our shows? The Walmart didn't hire women to work in the manufacturing plant?
Sure.
The warehouse? I was like Dan Rather.
No, you were like Michael Moore. Cliff, under... under Britain's departure of health guidelines, prisoners about to be released and who had previously taken drugs but cured their addiction were incarcerated They are being purposely re-addicted by the wardens using methadone. Now, according to the researchers, the former addicts will then be less likely to overdose when they get back on the street. And reportedly, more than 460 prisoners have thus been retoxified in the past 5 years. How weird is that?
Kendall, it's an age we live in that we go from detox to retox.
Cliff, my nose is so close to my face.
Your face is so close to everything.
I know it was so close to the food. Cliff, a 27-year-old man reported to Oklahoma City police in April that he was sexually assaulted by a man who had perhaps misunderstood the first man's intentions. Now, according to a story in the Oklahoman, in the Oklahoman, that's the name of the newspaper, the first man had fully disclosed his fetish for flatulence.
Now this was sad. I read this.
But when the two met, the hijinks were interrupted by the second man's tying up and sexually assaulting the first man. The first man said he only wanted for the second man to fart for me. That's in quotes. Yeah. The first man's name was not disclosed because he claimed to be the victim of a sex crime. Uh-huh. He just liked farts, Cliff.
Everybody loves a good fart, you know. But that, now this is, should I say what was sad about that?
What was sad about that, Cliff?
The one who said he was a victim was autistic.
Oh, that's weird, Cliff. Now,
it
about
is weird. There's the spectrum of autism is weird.
Cliff, about once a month.
Remember we used to do that all the time?
I have one final story, Cliff. About once a month, the owners of the...
What?
The owners of the Marina Del Rey in California sport fishing bait shop, they reap a windfall, Cliff. According to a Los Angeles Times story, you are drinking a blue drink. What is that?
I dip my cup into the toilet bowl, and this is, no, this is it's blue Kool-Aid, blue raspberry lemonade.
Sorry, everybody, I got off topic. According to
graciously made for us by Miss Hamilton's third grade class at Busheltown Elementary, Kendall.
Thank you, Miss Hamilton. What was I saying? Oh, in Marina, California, Marina Del Rey. A Tibetan Buddhist study group drops by in a convoy after meditating on the liberation of beings and plunk down $1,000 to $2,000 cash to buy as much live bait as they can, after which they go to Marina Del Rey Harbor and in their terms, they free the bait, whereupon, of course, much of it is promptly eaten by fish. But I like their enthusiasm, Cliff. I like that they are trying to free the animals, Cliff.
Free the animals. Now, listeners, this isn't Michael Bublé Live. This is Cliff.
What's going
Coast
on?
To Coast.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it for Warner. Oh, no. It's my dad in a tunnel, Cliff.
Get out of the tunnel. Get out of the tunnel. Out of the tunnel.
I went to Wonderland, Cliff, and I was late for a very important date.
But you would never get to Wonderland because you would clog up the rabbit hole if you fell down.
Nobody else would ever be able to go to Wonderland, Cliff. You know what my favorite part of the job is, Cliff?
Free baked goods brought in by fans.
Yes, I thought you were going to say helping people, and I was going to say nope. Food.
No, I'm not that stupid.
But I know that your favorite part of the job
is helping people.
It's helping people, Cliff. And what are we going to do
That's
here?
Obvious.
We are going to help people.
Mr. Snodbottom gave us... He gave us that.
Why
and then
did
he
give
also...
us that, Cliff? Why would he do such a thing?
I don't know. But
He's weird in his old age.
He went and got us some letters... from the town. Did I start? I started saying that 20 minutes ago.
You did. It took forever.
I don't even remember what happened before I belted.
You've got questions, Busheltown.
I have no clue.
We've got answers. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Dear
Cliff
and Kendall.
Cliff, why don't you start us out and ask me a question?
All right.
Oh, where's mine? Ask the question. I gotta find mine.
Okay. Here we go. What?
I'm sorry, that was an accident.
The kids love our Dear Cliff and Kendall,
I hit all
that was Miss Hamilton's third grade class who brought us our Kool-Aid. Now, dear Cliff and Kendall, our small church choir at Busheltown First Baptist has a talented volunteer director. His wife, let's call her Martha, is an energetic and animated soprano who has a reasonably good voice in her range. Unfortunately, Martha sings louder than all of the other choir members. Oh! And she wrote that, oh! And she ends many songs by trying to reach a final high note. It sounds like this. She wrote all that, everybody. Oh. TMI. The problem is her high notes, oh no, they are often flat, and they sound more like a cat's scream.
Oh, I hate cats.
Nobody likes it. The congregation at Busheltown First Baptist is held hostage to Martha's screams because they are afraid of losing her husband's free directing services. Cliff and Kendall, how can we convince old Martha to cut out the high notes? And that's signed, Hard of Hearing in the Horse Busheltown Woods.
Cliff, I got this one. I got this one.
Let him go. Let him have it, Kendall.
You go up to her and you lie to her face. And you say, our sound system cannot compete with the high notes. And if you keep singing them, it's going to wear out the speakers. Yeah. So can you take it down a notch? Because if you don't, we're going to have to charge you for the speakers.
Or they could do what they did in the Andy Griffith episode where Barney had all the solos.
Uh-huh.
They convinced him to sing so low that like it was inaudible, and they turned off his microphone.
So low they couldn't hear him?
Uh-huh. And they had another guy sing from backstage and pretend that he was Barney, and Barney never even knew. That's what you need to do to her.
Or
Kendall,
they could do
what
I said, and they could just lie to her.
Shooter.
Mr. Snodbottom, he's given me a good one. He knows.
Oh, I love him.
He knows.
We're so lucky to have him.
What kind of people we are, Cliff. Now, dear Cliff and Kendall, I am a plus-size woman, and I find it difficult to squeeze into the tiny restroom stall. I frequently use the stall for people with disabilities because it's larger.
Oh.
Now, a few years ago, when I was traveling with my mother, we made a pit stop.
Bitch.
Now, as usual, I headed for the large stall, and my mother was horrified. She said the large stall should be treated the same as parking places for people with disabilities and used only by those who are disabled. I told her that I disagree, thinking that a few moments in the potty is different from a few hours in a parking space. Was my mother right? Her voice still rings in my ears every time I step into the larger stall. I'd appreciate your input. Maybe it'll silence my mother's voice. And that's Jennifer in Busheltown. Cliff, what do you say to her?
You go into that handicap stall, and if you have any doubts, you need to watch the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. David is the brunt of some of a handicapped person's rage there.
Yeah, speaking as a fat / handicapped person, I say that you deserve to be in that spot just as anybody else does. And Cliff, that's all the time we have. I hope that we help some people their lives better. Because, Cliff, that's what we're here to do. We're here to make people's life better.
We are. A little bit, a laugh. 120 minutes, 45, 2 hours a week with Cliff and Kendall.
I wish somebody would make my life better.
I know. Well, but we have people who make our lives better, don't we? In podcasts, Ira Glass.
Our listener. Oh, yes, Ira Glass.
Oh, and our listeners.
They make me better. Because I just see all the people that listen, and I think, I love them.
I do love them. I really do. But we just want to spread a little bit of light in the world. Get people into that Cliff and Kendall frame of mind.
I saw the light
in your window tonight. Remember that
Cliff.
Winona song?
Cliff.
Winona. They went on a tour called the Black and Why Tour. Clint Black and Winona.
Cliff.
That's so sad.
No, why, Winona?
I don't know, because that's my segue.
Her mom had that disease.
Oh, see, that's sad. That's sad. I told you it was sad.
But she's in remission.
She's remissing.
Cliff, she's a little remiss in her disease these
Cliff,
days.
Where is, oh. Cliff, if our listeners, I don't know what's going on with us, but I haven't drank a thing today, but I feel off my rocker.
Kendall,
Cliff,
was there something in those butternut Rye Krispies? And by something, you know what I mean. Butter.
Butter. There was lots of butter in there, Cliff.
Oh, my.
If our listeners have trouble with butter addiction, they can go to cliffandkendall.com.
Oh, I love butter.
I feel like I'm talking so slow, Cliff.
My
Cliff
face?
And Kendall. Blogspot.com. My nose hurts. Oh. Facebook.com/Cliff and Kendall. Twitter.com/Cliff and Kendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com.
Uh-huh.
They can call us. Oh, they can call us, Cliff, at 818. Call us at 818-308-4FAT.
To say we're obese.
And they can search for us on iTunes by searching Cliff and Kendall, or even Cliff and K, I think we come up, because people don't know how to spell Kendall. Oh, I just spilt something in the studio.
Can we
get a janitor in here?
Rayanne, she and Alan used to, our first lady of Coast to Coast, and our frequent guest star, Alan, they used to stay stinking up the studio, is what they'd say.
Oh, how clever, Cliff.
Kendall, I have a quote. About Busheltown.
I forgot about my quote. Yeah.
I have two, and these seem to encapsulate Busheltown for me. A sudden, bold, and unexpected question doth many times surprise a man and lay him open. And that was said by Francis Bacon.
But I don't even know who Bacon is.
Francis Bacon, he works down at the All Night Bait Shop on Main Street in Busheltown. But something about that quote, Kendall, it just reminds me of Zac Efron and his disco stick. I cannot put my finger on it, so to speak.
Cliff, you just can't put your mouth around it.
I can't get my tongue around it. Cliff, I can't fit it down my throat.
Speaking of that, Cliff, my quote is so deep. It is so deep, Cliff. Try not to become a man of success.
Oh.
But a man of value. And that was the Albert Einstein.
Einstein. Kendall, I have one more.
Oh,
and this one is for the scholars and Busheltown Mensa members.
Oh, scholar me, Cliff. That's for the bubbleologist in Busheltown. I need to take a nap after this.
Charity is injurious unless it helps the recipient to become independent of it. And that was said by John D. Rockefeller. He is the current mayor of Busheltown.
Rock that feller.
I'm gonna rock my feller. Remember that song, Kendall? That Moby song? This is not a Moby concert. This is Cliff and Kendall.
I don't know what you're talking
coast
about. Take us home,
coast.
Cliff.
Take me home. Sad music has been going for 40 minutes.
Cliff and Kendall. I know, because I keep rewinding it, because we don't
home.
Stop.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall.
Let's see if we can both make that sound, Kendall.
Everybody.
Hum.
Look, we're in harmony.
When I'm at this note, when I'm up here, you need to be down here.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
And so, the evil witch's plan backfired as the herb she thought poisonous was nothing but everyday garden variety marijuana. Oh well, better luck next time, witch. That's all for this week's Journey to Busheltown. Be sure to come back next week for more Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.